Hello there, and welcome to The Bitch Fix, a podcast for women who want to jam out on their lives, live in harmony with their hormones, and reclaim their mood, energy, and mojo. I'm Christine McCarroll, functional nutritionist and women's health straight talker, and I'm here to tell it like it is on all things health, happiness, and hormones for women. So shake off that cape, Superwoman, because we're here to launch this thing. Well, hey, girl, and welcome to episode 110 of The Bitch Fix. All right, you guys. So this isn't going to be a long one today, I don't think. This is very unlike me. I know that I talk a lot. but I wanted to just highlight a concept today that I have talked about on the podcast before, but I haven't given its own episode or its own attention. So all I'm going to do today is talk to you about this one idea, but I think that a lot of times if we take just one idea and really, really apply it, we can have some pretty massive shifts in our lives. So I hope this is true for you. So the concept is the idea of a milestone versus a finish line. And this came up recently, of course it did. This came up recently with one of my clients, actually just this week. And this client had come to me with a specific autoimmune thyroid condition called Graves' disease. And Graves' disease is actually of the two primary autoimmune conditions for thyroid, it is one of the less common ones. So Hashimoto's is by far more common. Graves' is by far less common. But she had been struggling with this. Her diagnosis was actually relatively recent, I think, as far as all things were concerned. I believe it has been maybe a little bit over, maybe it's been like 2 years since her diagnosis. And we've been working together for around 6 months, and she shared with me that her Graves was in remission this week. So huge. Actually, she shared that with me, I think, 2 weeks ago. We were talking this week. But regardless, huge news, right? Huge, huge news when your autoimmune condition goes into remission. So she was super excited. Now, what had happened to her is nothing that I hadn't seen before. And I wanted to reassure her right away when we got on the phone this week that what she experienced was normal. And what she experienced was that as soon as she got, or relatively soon after she got the news that her disease, her autoimmune disease was in remission, she sort of fell off the wagon, for lack of a better term, right? And so I want to be clear here of the analogies I use. I don't love wagons, but we don't really have something better. I'm going to have to invent something. I'm going to have to invent a better term than wagons. But I really dislike this term of falling off a wagon because, first of all, there's a lot of negativity baked into that. Like, you're either a good person or a bad person sort of thing. Like, you were good, you were on this wagon, and then you fell off of it and it was bad. It also implies impermanence, right? Like, when you're just like my analogy of milestone versus finish line I'm about to share with you. It seems like with a wagon, it's like you're on a ride, right? If you're on a wagon somewhere, you're like, you're going somewhere, you're on that trip for a little while, and then eventually you are planning to get off of that wagon. And the analogy, I think, is more about when you fall, right? You didn't intend to get off that wagon, you just fell right off. So regardless of what the words are that you want to use, I have seen this a lot, right? And I will just say what happens is, to me, you are on a path, you are on a road, and you take an off ramp. That happens, you guys. All right. So here's the other analogy. So my analogies all have to do with roads or walking. So my analogy is, you don't just start out one day on the yellow brick road, starting out from like whatever that is, the Munchkin City, and land over at the Emerald City without anything happening along the way, right? That does not happen, you guys. In all the time that I've been working with people, I have not met one person who just started out on the yellow brick road and they followed the yellow brick road and nothing happened along the way. There were no off ramps. There were no mistakes. There were no times where they slid backwards on their journey. There were no times where they felt worse. There were no times where they didn't have weird things coming up with their families or with their health or whatever. There's never been a time. Okay, because that doesn't exist. It doesn't happen where we just start out and we go where we're going and nothing happens. What happens is we get on the yellow brick road and we have all the good intentions and we're wearing our ruby slippers. I'm just going all in with this analogy right now. And we are ready to roll. And then we meet some flying monkeys or we fall into a field of poppies and we go to sleep, right? There are all of these off-ramps. And the off-ramps sometimes are on purpose and sometimes they're accidental and sometimes we don't even know what they are because it's just our brains like freaking out and being like, okay, we are done here. So those off-ramps could just be that you are taking a little detour and getting back on, or they could be that you just go flying off into the fields and you never are seen again. And the way that we stay on the road and we finally end up in the Emerald City is that we have to view any progress as a milestone, not a finish line, okay? I want you to be thinking about what the energy of a milestone is versus the energy of a finish line, okay? So I have trained before for a 5K, and yes, I had to train, no judging y'all. I don't just get to walk, get up off my couch and go run a 5K. I work out all the time and I still could not just go run a 5K. Maybe I could now. I don't know. I haven't tried it in a while. But I have trained for many 5Ks in my life because I get out of shape. I stop doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I don't keep up with whatever, like whatever running plan I've been on. So when I've done this before, what typically happens is I am training for a few months. Maybe I'm training with someone, maybe I'm training with a group, but I'm training for this 5K. I train for the 5K, I finish the 5K, and what I do is that I see that when I cross that finish line and there's that exciting moment when I throw my arms in the air and I'm like, yes, I did it, then I am done. Then I stop running. Then I stop doing the training. I stop doing everything that I was doing because in my brain, I have crossed the finish line. I've crossed the finish line, and that means that I don't have to do the thing anymore. It is a feeling of completion and relief. And I am like, hell yes, I finished that. Check that box. I am done. Finito. Right? So think about that energy versus if you are walking along and you are on a road, let's say you're on a road trip or something, and you reach some milestones along the way. So maybe for any of you guys who've ever done a road trip and along the road trip, there are places that you want to see. So maybe you're going to go see the Grand Canyon and along the way you go camping and you, maybe you're stopping at Yosemite or something, right? Or just any road trip, right? I'm not going to think of all the analogies for road trips, but if you were traveling and you stop along the way, anytime that we have progress, that is to be celebrated. Right? So I am not suggesting that you don't celebrate progress. And this could be with your health. That's obviously what I am talking about, with things that are we're shifting, that have changed in our health. That is time for celebration. In any other area of your life, anything that you are working towards and on, you can see your progress along the way and acknowledge it. So I think maybe there is that underlying desire that is getting unmet when we are feeling like we have crossed a finish line. So we need to acknowledge that there are these steps along the way. The other piece is that when we are talking about your health, there are huge milestones that we can get to. So something like if you were dealing with an autoimmune condition and you got into remission, that is a ginormous milestone. That deserves huge amounts of celebration. That means excitement, positivity, happiness, right? But if you look at that as I have completed everything that needs to be completed and I can go back to exactly how things were before, that's going to be how you end up with the results that you ended up with before, right? So if we're thinking about a finish line as I have finally gotten the result that I wanted, just understand that your brain is going to want to say, I'm done. Your brain is going to want to say, we don't have to do any of the things anymore. We can go back to exactly what we were doing. Now, odds are exactly what we were doing is what was giving us the old results. We were getting old results before, which is why we decided to change things so that we could get new results, right? And it makes logical sense, but you have to be on to yourself. Because if you are not on to yourself, you are going to reach your milestone. Reach your supposed finish line. You are going to think that you are done. You are going to think that you can go back to exactly what you were doing before, and it's not a problem because you reached that goal. And I have seen this over and over and over again with my clients. We set a goal at the beginning of our time working together. And when they reach that, they decide that they are done. Not everybody, but many of them. And again, it is usually not conscious. They usually don't consciously say, like, phew, got there, all done. I can be finished now. I can, like, you know, unbutton the pants and lay on the couch. They don't say that consciously, but unconsciously there is this, yes, I am done. I can go back to exactly how it was before. And the truth is that if you see it that way, you're going to go back in time to the results you had before, and we would have to start all over again. So what I would propose instead is that as you are going along on your journey, when you reach some of these goals, you remind yourself and understand that they are milestones on your journey. Again, that means you can celebrate. That means you can stop and rest. You can stop and say, I have achieved something amazing. Look at what I've done. Look at where I am. But it doesn't mean that you stop going. It doesn't mean that you just sit down and never get up again. So I think for all of us, with our bodies, with our physical health, even with our mental, emotional, spiritual health, I don't think that until we die, and that's kind of sad and sorry, and I'm sorry that that is, like, dark. As my daughter would say, that is very dark, Mom. But it is, that's the ultimate finish line. But until we get there, y'all, they are milestones, right? So for the rest of our lives, we will keep changing. Life does keep changing. Nothing does stay the same forever, right? Even, you know, for those of you who are moms out there, I mean, we see this for sure with our kids. I see this with my kids. As I get through things I've been talking about, what I've been experiencing, watching my girls growing older, and the things that they are doing feel like finish lines to them. Like, one of them is in high school and she is going to graduate high school. And in some ways, that's going to feel like a finish line to her, but that is a milestone. She is not just going to sit down and never learn a new damn thing for the rest of her life, because how sad would it be if she was 18 and never learned another thing in her life, right? Now, formal education can end at different points. It could end for her at high school. I hope that she goes to college, because that's something I hope for her. But, you know, honestly, I don't think that she has to go to college. I think she could live a wonderful life without it. So that doesn't mean she's never going to learn anything again. She'll probably have to learn how to work, and how to, if she decided she was going to run a business, maybe she'd have to learn how to run a business or something, right? But there are all these things that happen along the way that are milestones and where we're going, because nothing is forever. So your body is going to change. I will tell you that the body I am living in right now at 43 is not the same as the body that I was living in at 33. And it is certainly not the same as the body I was living in at 23. Damn, I would give anything for that body again. Not the same as the body I even had when I was maybe 16, right? And things will keep changing. In my own personal growth as well, in my mindset, in my spiritual work, in anything that I do in my own world, it's not the same. And so recognize that we are going to keep being on a journey. And if there's progress that you have made, if there are things that you are achieving, that is wonderful. That is worthy of celebration. By all means, please celebrate. Please celebrate, throw the party, spill the confetti, and then look around, get up the next morning, and keep walking. Because you are on a journey, my friends. There are milestones on this journey. There are not finish lines. Okay? That is all I have for you this week. I love you. If you are on a journey and you need a helping hand, I am here for you. You can reach out. I do have a couple of spots open in my practice right now. You can find the link in the show notes. You can also just schedule at bit.ly/hormonehealing20, and I'd be more than happy to talk with you about your journey. Have a wonderful rest of your week and weekend, you guys, and I will see you next time.
Hey,
If you've been on the hormonal roller coaster and want to know how to put the theories and strategies shared on this podcast to work for your body, I want to invite you to join me in my program, The Bitch Fix in Six Steps to Happy Hormones. I'll help you heal your hormones naturally so you can get your mood, energy, and mojo back and live the badass life you were designed for. This is the work I've done with hundreds of women, and it can work for you too. To learn more, go to thebitchfixin6.com. I can't wait to meet you inside.